Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and we've been running a bit of a competition on the coachperry.com website for the last few weeks. It's still running, by the way. We're giving away a free membership to the Coach Perry online community every single month. All you need to do is leave us a review on iTunes, and if you'd like to enter that competition, all you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/iTunes. You can get all the details there. But I can tell you the winner for February, and I'm not even going to put in a drum roll, but congratulations and thank you very much for your review. Nadia Ross, you have won a lifetime membership to the Coach Perry online community. She says, as a novice, these podcasts are a much needed roadmap. I would feel lost without them. Nadia, that is awesome. Thank you so much, and a great endorsement for what we're trying to do here. So I'll be in touch via email. Nadia, thank you. And we look forward to having you in that online community. If you'd like to join it, just head over to coachperry.com/join. That's where you can get all the details. Lindsay, I popped a message up on Facebook asking if anybody had any questions for the podcast. And so we obviously got a whole bunch, but there was a common thread, and it was pre-race nutrition. And this is the perfect time to be thinking about your pre-race nutrition in the build-up to a big race and what you should be doing on race day. But let's touch on pre-race, the sort of week leading up to it and what you should be doing. And then on race morning as well, what should you and what shouldn't you do?
Now, so look, I've got a very, very simple philosophy with regard to nutrition, and that's that we, just like normal racing advice, that we should do nothing new on race day. I encourage people to change as little as possible in their nutrition in the week leading into the race. So if you are somebody who likes the idea of carbo loading and what it possibly can do for you in terms of extra energy and the like, then I encourage people to try that out at another lesser important event. But for the most part for me, the week before is about doing what you've been doing day in, day out, week in, week out. It's a little bit more complicated when you're traveling to a race, staying in a hotel, eating in restaurants, but you can still pick restaurants that you eat the same type of food that you're accustomed to eating when you're eating at home. And the morning before, even more so. If you never have breakfast before training, then you shouldn't be having breakfast before your main race. Now, it is advisable, and you'll see it in the literature everywhere, that you do have something to eat 2 to 3 hours before the race starts. But, you know, some people just can't do that. It's difficult to do it during training either because of time or just because they hate eating stuff in the morning. So you don't do anything new. So that advice stays exactly the same. If you're used to eating a banana, then that's your pre-race snack. If you're used to having a meal replacement shake, then you have a meal replacement shake. If you're used to having oats or something similar to that, then make a plan to have oats or something similar to that in your hotel room or at the hotel, or get them to prepare it. But that last week, the routine needs to be really what you are used to, what your body's used to, what your body's used to using for fuel.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much. But now is the time to sort of being to figure out exactly what does work for you. You don't want to try that on the week of Comrades or the week of Two Oceans, whatever it is. If you are planning on doing a long run this weekend, for example, now's the time to sort of work on that. You don't change anything, as Lindsay said, in the build-up to race day. That's it for us for this week, for today, rather, I should say. Don't forget, if you'd like to win yourself a lifetime membership to the Coach Perry online community, just like Nadia Ross did, all you have to do is head over to coachperry.com/iTunes. That's where you can leave us a review. All the details are on that page. And who knows, you could be our winner for March. So get your name in there, okay? And what those reviews do is it just helps us get in front of more people, and it just helps us spread the message that we're trying to spread. So thank you very much if you have left us a review, and good luck to everyone who will continue to do that this month. So until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.